Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back. It was the single biggest atrocity of the Troubles, and it came just months after the Good Friday Agreement and the referendum North and South confirming at the time overwhelming support for the peace process. Today, an inquiry into the Omagh bombing, which killed 29 people, including a mother pregnant with twins, will hold its first public hearing in the town. However, no witnesses will be called or evidence heard until next year. For more on this, we're joined by Belfast reporter Amanda Ferguson. We know today Chairman Lord Alan Turnbull will open the inquiry. What do we expect will happen there today?
Okay, well, the public inquiry into the Omagh bomb is said to have its first public hearing today in the County Tyrone Town. As you said, Alan Turnbull, who's a Scottish judge, is expected to set out the inquiry's direction today during proceedings, which start at 10 and will run to 4 o'clock today and are going to be streamed online. So the inquiry will eventually look at what interventions could have been made to make a difference to what happened 26 years ago. But today is really about sort of scene setting, technical and legal issues into the atrocity that claimed those 29 lives back in 1998. Now, obviously, every death during the conflict or the Troubles was a devastation to the families in the middle of them. But Omagh does stand out to the public because it came at a time when the peace process was in a very early stage, when it was just being pulled together. And the devastation from that is still felt, across communities across Ireland and beyond. Now, the areas for the inquiry to explore are going to be around the sharing of intelligence, around the use of mobile phone analysis, whether there was advanced or reasonable means of knowledge of the bomb, and whether any sort of disruption operations could have or should have been launched, which may have helped prevent the real IRA attack. There is no time set for the inquiry. The chairman's committed to providing a full, open, public investigation as far as he can, and the families and the community of Omagh had asked for this and appreciate that that's going to take a bit of time.
So the key focus is to try over time determine if it could have been prevented. And we know some groups have criticised the government in Dublin for not maybe taking a more active role, given that the attack was mounted from this side of the border. Now, we do know the cabinet here just last month formally agreed to provide assistance to the inquiry. But is that a theme you've heard a lot from these families who've been campaigning now for two decades for this inquiry?
It is certainly something that gets raised. September the 9th is going to be the closing date given for expressions of interest to provide statements, personal statements for commemorative hearings that are due to take place in January and February of next year. The inquiry team will be working on the investigation between those periods. We have Trauma, the cross-community victims and survivors organisation, is going to be providing information sessions and support for families. But certainly whenever you hear families talking about this, they do feel that the public inquiry is the only real vehicle to deliver the answers that they want to the questions that they have. There's a sense that there's a welcoming of the commitment of the Irish government to cooperate with the inquiry. There is still some conversation about whether there should be a more fulsome, separate investigation going on the other side of the border, but these matters still have to be fleshed out. But today really is just to get, it's a long day coming for these families who've been campaigning, as you say, for many years in their pursuit of the truth. And today's the first sort of step in that long process.
And one of those was Michael Gallagher, whose son Aidan was killed in the atrocity. And he's been a long-time campaigner. He had to take a judicial review of a previous government decision against a public inquiry, and it ended up 10 years in court. Is this a very important moment of healing for those families? They will get to do their personal statements come the new year as well.
Yes, I think so. You know, Michael Gallagher said it's important from the offset that procedures are firmed up, and that's what this hearing today is going to be about, to bottom out, what involvement there will be, what practices there will be, how they will work in practice. But yes, this is a very long time process, obviously very difficult for families and survivors. The fact that it's being held in public and it is available for people to watch and be streamed is a commitment that Lord Turnbull has said that he has to that open, transparent procedure that the families have asked for many years. Of course, whenever it comes to events like this, not everybody always wants the same thing, but certainly this is a very positive step for those families that have fought for so long to get the public inquiry that they craved.
And the inquiry has opened, and we're just watching on the wires here this morning now. In his opening remarks, inquiry chairman Lord Turnbull said the bombing has led to the murder of people ranging from unborn babies to adults. It had been, to quote, a sudden and shocking loss, the impact of which had been felt on both sides of the border in England and in Spain. He went on to say the fact that the bomb had been planted so soon after people north and south had voted so comprehensively in favour of the Good Friday Agreement had caused, quote unquote, consternation across the globe, he said. You'll hear much more about that on RTÉ throughout the rest of the day. Our thanks to Amanda Ferguson, Belfast-based journalist. Coming up next, we'll hear how the ongoing Ukraine war is heightening tensions in international relations in Europe and beyond.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.